Yevamos Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Vav 16:6, and another Mishnah regarding the leniencies upon which one can rely to confirm that a husband had died to allow his wife to remarry. Mishnah says, Me'idin la'or haner u'la'or halavana. One may accept testimony that was corroborated only by an observation that was done by candlelight or by moonlight. The point, of course, is that normally if you need to know something with certainty, candlelight or moonlight is typically insufficient, but because of the leniencies you want to afford to the woman to remarry, if the witness says, I saw him die, I only saw him by moonlight, or I saw him by candlelight, that'll be sufficient and accepted. Moreover, umesin al pi baskol, we can allow her to remarry based on a baskol. Now, the word baskol typically throughout Shas refers to like a heavenly voice, a voice that comes out for Hashem to reveal some kind of secret or something. It's a miraculous in nature. And the rule is, Ein mashgichin bebaskol, we simply do not heed a heavenly voice with respect to making halachic decisions. So we're not disputing it could happen, but if it did happen, then that's not going to have any halachic bearing. So the case of our Mishnah, and I'll be clear from the cases that we're going to give examples in a moment, is where a human being made such an announcement, but we just can't identify the identity of this person. He announced, someone screamed, we'll see in a second, but we went looking for him, we didn't find him. But based on his testimony, we'll assume that he would tell the truth and allow the woman to remarry. Ironically, lahalacha, this will be true, but it has to be a place where there are people. In other words, if, let's say, a person's in the middle of the desert and a mysterious voice announces so-and-so is dead, so then that would be useless in terms of allowing his wife to remarry. And we're afraid that, you know, who knows what, it was from a, who knows what, demonic force, who knows. And if there's no person there to announce it, so then wherever the voice came from, it can't be relied upon to let her remarry. But in the case where there are people, we just couldn't find the particular person, so then we will actually rely on that as a basis to allow her to remarry. The Mishnah says, Ma'isa be'echad, it actually happened, there was a guy once, Sh'amar al Rosh Ahar, he was standing on top of the hilltop, Va'amar, and he screamed out, Ish ploni ben ploni mimakam ploni mace. He said, you should know that Ish ploni ben ploni, so-and-so ben so-and-so, that's the guy's name, mimakam ploni, he identifies the town from which that person is from. That's important because there could be lots of, you know, Avraham ben Avrahams, whatever the story is. We want to know for sure from a particular town. So with that identifying, and he said if that identification, if we've confirmed that now we know who we're talking about, and we're saying that guy died, so then we will rely on that testimony, even if halachu v'lo matzau sham adam. They went to go find the guy who made this announcement, and they couldn't find him. He wasn't there. Whoever was on the mountain, meanwhile, had run away. Notwithstanding, we will allow that to be sufficient confirmation that the husband's dead, v'hisiu es ishto, and we will rely his wife, therefore, to remarry. Of course, lots of funny business could be happening here. You know, it could be that, remember those five women we don't trust, so maybe one of them hired this guy to scream, whatever the story is. Anyways, all these things are possible, but the bottom line is we're relying on this person being testifying that this fellow died and would allow the woman to remarry even based on that. V'shuv ma'isa, a different story. It happened in a place called Betzalmon. In a place called Salmon, Be'echad Shamar, somebody screamed out, like for, again from another mountaintop, Ani Ish Ploni ben Ish Ploni, I'm so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. And according to many before Shem, he also identifies the place from which he's from. Nashachni Nachash, and I've been bitten by a snake, meaning that I'm going to be dying soon. Vare Ani Mace, I'm on the way out. V'halchu v'lo hikiruhu, they went to go find this dead person, and they found a body there, but they didn't recognize him. You know, he had sort of blown up beyond recognition because of the effects of the snake bite. V'hisiu es ishto, they allowed the wife to remarry, his wife to remarry, even though they couldn't identify his body definitively. Now, the point, this last line of the Mishnah is, they went to find him and they found a body. Obviously, if a person screams out, I've been bitten by a snake and I'm dying, but we don't find him or his body, so who knows what happened? Maybe he survived it. But now we found a body, we just can't confirm that it's his body. But based on the circumstantial situation, we will allow that to identify who this person is and allow his wife to remarry.